Good evening, everybody. This is the Thursday night Mayim Beis Hashem Oshir on Kol HaLashon and Kol HaNeshama from Eretz Yisrael, satellite radio and telepath syndications. Kol HaLashon, even in Eretz Yisrael, you can get Kol HaLashon on the telephone and Kol HaNeshama from Israel. So we're learning now Mayim Beis Hashem Zeichet Tzadik Zvrochot. This parsha of Yigash is the Machabers Bar Mitzvah Sedra Zeichet Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. So let's see what the Mechaber of Mayim Beis HaSheva has to say about Vayigash. And let's go to right here. Mem He Yudalid, Vayipal Avsav Rei Binyamin. And Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin, Achiv his brother, Vayef, and he cried. And Binyamin Boch Avsav Rov, and Binyamin cried on his neck. Vesech to Megillah, Tezayin, Omra, Belozor, Bochal Shdei Migdoshim. Yosef cried for the two Bote Migdosh, Shasidim, Leos Bechalkushel Binyamin. That's going to be Binyamin's Chelek. That means Harabayas, Yushalayim, by Thrushim, by Shani. Vasidim Lechorim, and they're going to be destroyed. So Yosef cried on his neck, Shnei Migdoshim. And Binyamin Bacha al Savarov, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. Bacha al Mishkan Shiloh, the Mishkan of Shiloh, Shosel Yosef, Bechelkush al Yosef. That's going to be Yosef's Chelik, and it's going to last 369 years in the time of the Shoftim. Vasid Lacharib will be destroyed. Yesh Lion. Now you have to think about something. Lo Malo Nifarish Hadvarim Kapshutim. Why don't you say these things openly? Why do you give me this code language, this secret thing, his neck? Because Tavarei is plural, so it's two Bati Migdosh, and he only fell on his one neck. Tavarov is one thing, at Shiloh, Yosef, the Shiloh lasted 369 years. But that's the Chedek of Yosef, and the two Bati Migdosh and Harabiah is the Chedek of Binyamin. Shematim b'pi ha'ilui. I heard, says the Mayan, from the mouth of the Ilui, Gon Rav Mordechai Pugermansky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, a young man that was in Europe with my father in Yeshiva, Mordechai Pugermansky, Zal. Sheyesh Medrash, there's a Medrash, Al HaPosik in Yeshaya, Mocha Hashem Elokim Dima Malko Panim. One day in Yeshaya 25. Mocha Hashem will erase Hashem Elokim God Hashem is Yud Kevavkeim Arachimim and Elokim is Midas Hadin. Hashem Elokim will erase Dimod tears from alcohol upon him from all faces of human beings. Feel the Dimos of Bos Machmas Simcha. Even the Dimos they come from Simcha. When you're very emotionally moved, even for Simcha you cry. From Perish means Huzal. That's what he gave. Mordechai Pomerganski said he gave this parish. Shatam Shimba Bochim B'Shah Simcha. Why do you cry when you're happy? Speak Simcha emotionally. Very big movement. Ad Af She'inyan Bechia Miuchedes Letzar. Isn't Bechia special for pain and wounding and suffering? Why do you cry when you're happy? Asachok, and laughter is miyuchad l'simcha. When you're happy, you laugh. When you're sad, you cry. So why do you cry when you're happy? Hu mishum she kenivna habayis Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. U'bochad l'akadosh b'ruch adir b'tachtonim, and God will pick out his residence down here on earth to concentrate his shechina. Yardo simcha l'chol ha'olam, the entire world will be very, very happy. Shehari Beis HaMikdash Makor HaSimcha. The Beis HaMikdash is the source of happiness for all mankind. Kedir Sivan Tehillim Memches Yofei Nof Mesos Kol Haoretz. The happiness for all of the earth. Look in Tanis Gemara, Tanis Chavov. V'yom Simchas Libo, says in Shir HaShirim Gimel. The day of your heart is happy. Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's building the Beis HaMikdash. And he doesn't bring this, but maybe we can say also, Oz Yumoli Sechok Pino, Gishachora Beis HaMikdash, once it was destroyed, Nitol Mekor HaSimcha Menorah, God has taken away this source of Simcha for all mankind. Ve'yorad Tsar, and instead of that, aggravation came down the Chol Ha'olam Kula for the whole world. Benasu, now we have Zamane Simchos, sometimes in the year when we're happy, at a bris, at a pinyon aben, at Yom Tovim, at Shabbos, when we get married, at certain times. The Zamane Simcha, certain periods, but not general Simcha. B'chai Ha'adam, in the life of a man, Kimoch Yeh Hayom, like the islands in the sea. The sea is filled with tears, I mean salt water, right? And there's certain moments, places of isolation where you're not salty, where you're simcha. The moments of simcha is like islands in the ocean, that's also salt water. Aren't tears salty? The islands, a few islands of the world in the ocean. Shiltsar, and the ocean is made out of bitter, salty water. Shiltsar of Dima. These islands are like moments of happiness. Ukshamagia, Simchas, Gedola. When you get to a tremendous Simcha, Mizraba HaSimcha, you're happy, you're so happy. Al Gedosav, Seha, over the limit of normal control, Behu Pogas, Begvuleha, you're going to the extremes of that island, like, and you're going into the ocean. That means you know the Simcha will not last forever. And you know what the end of a human being is. Ashabayam Hatsar Hagvigoyon Venichlas Hatsar Latocha Simcha. The Tsar goes into the Simcha. And the Simcha goes into the Tsar. Doesn't the water of the ocean bang up against the shore? Uboha Adam Lidei Bechia comes to crying because he sees it can't last forever. Nimso Shabakhiya Shal Simcha comes out that the crying during Simcha, Hein Totso, is a result Oder HaBeis HaMikdash, the lack of the Beis HaMikdash. Like we said earlier, Ozen Yimol Yitzchop, you know, our faith will be with total Simcha. L'chein Kishibach Yosef, when they cry, Yosef U'minyamin, Machma Simcha, due to happiness, why did they cry? HaRibazeh Gufa Horo'om, that itself shows they'll be destroyed. They're happy, but they see that Yosef is going to lose one big place called the Mishkan Shiloh, and Yom is going to lose two. And therefore, it's tremendously happy, but they're going to lose it. Therefore, they're crying. Just like in life, when you have moments of happiness, but you know how your life ends. That's Simcha. Oh, happiness does not last forever until Mashiach comes. Oh, this Yomalus Kogbinom. They all saw this. They saw this in Nevuah. This is the end of the of Mordechai Pogromansky's Atzal's Vort about why you cry when you're in tremendous Simcha. Now the mind doesn't go into this, but I want to tell you something. How do you see from Savarei 2 and Savarov 1? Because Savarei is plural. That's why. Well, Rabbatai, Tzavar, Rav, Resh, Yud, Vav is also plural. So how come Bal Atzavar, Ben Yamin is two, but Ben Yamin, Boch, Atzavar, Rav, that's plural, is also two? So the Mepharshim want to tell us, it's not because of Tzavar, and Tzavar, Rav. Tzavar doesn't mean plural. It's like Elohei Avraham. It doesn't mean the gods of Avraham. There's only one god. It means Eloh Hashel, that's all. It's possessive. And it's smichos. So Avarei could mean one neck. And Savarov could mean his neck. So the real way you learn this is out that because it says that Yosef, Vayipol, and Vayef, two things. That's why you know it's two things. Ben Yamin only says one thing, Bocho. That's how you know that Yosef is only going to have one sire. That takes care of that. Number two, what do you mean the Bet HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is in the section of Ben Yamin. I thought it was the section of Yehuda. So we know that the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is Yehuda. And the Beis HaMikdash in the section of Yehuda. But it says Binyamin in other places. Answer is there's a sliver of land of Binyamin that came into Yehuda. That sliver of land that ended at the Beis HaMikdash, that contained the Kodesh Kedoshim. That contained the Kodesh Kedoshim. But the outside of Kodesh Kedoshim, that was Yehuda. The Mizbeach was Yehuda. And the purpose of the Mizbeach, of the whole Beis HaMikdash is not the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Aram. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is the Mizbeach. Don't we say on Seder night, we say all these praises, you know, it says, kamo, tova kafula machelufalenu, until we get to the last one. And he built up the whole purpose of getting out of Mitzrayim was to go to Eretz Yisrael. The whole purpose of Eretz Yisrael, the base of Mikdash, the whole purpose of the base of Mikdash is to build the Mizbeach. And then it ends, the last word, lechaper al kol avonoseinu. The purpose of life is to be sin-free. To do Mizbeach is lechaper al kol avonoseinu. That's the purpose of life. The purpose of life to be absolutely, completely, totally free of sin. The Kodesh Kodesh represents the Torah. Nobody can learn the whole Torah. It's impossible. It's impossible for a human being to learn the whole Torah because it's infinite. Only Hashem is infinite. That's why the dimensions of the Orem was 2.5 by 2.5 by 1.5. But the Mizbeach was 1.1 by 2. And the Mizbeach Achitzan was 5.5 by 10. They're complete midos, which means to be holy and Kodesh and without a chet. You can be 100% without a chet. You cannot know call the Torah Kula. That's why the midos of the Orem was 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. But the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach on the outside, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was 5.5 by 10 in the Mishkan. Well, in the base of Mikdash, it was much bigger. But it was always square, absolute, complete midos, not broken midos. Because to live, be sin-free without a chet at all, it's possible for a human being to be that way. But you can't. It's not possible to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. The Goyim, they say, every man has a sin, and you can't get rid of that sin. But that's kfir and apikursus. That's built on sheker and kfir and apikursus. And no one can take away my averus. No one can get mchaper before I'm born for my averus. I have to do my own tshuva, and no one can take and help me in that way. I have to do my own tshuva, and no one is born with an original sin. Chas v'shalom. That's sheker, gomer, and kfir. We're born with no averus whatsoever. We're born with a strong yetzer hara, an inclination to do bad. That's perfectly normal. And yetzer hara does not mean the bad nature. It means the natural, built-in instinct. Why are the chayas called chayas ro'os? Why are they bad? Why is a tiger bad? Why? Why is a snake bad? If you meet a snake and you have to step near him, you're in bad shape. Or you have to meet a lion or a tiger or a shark, and he didn't have his dinner yet, you're in bad shape. There's not, he's a bad, he's a natural born creature that eats other animals. Sharks eat other animals, the fish, but when they're full, they don't eat anything. Tigers don't attack anybody when they're full. Snakes don't attack anybody, they don't attack mice if they're full. It's only when they want to eat. That's called a natural thing. Chayes Ro is a natural creation. The Deitzer Hara is also a natural, healthy, normal bria that Hashem made. You have to control that. That's Hashem gave you a yetzirah to control it. Otherwise, why would you get schar if there's nothing to control? Why would you get a reward? What are you fighting? Okay, that takes care of that. That's the next piece. Ulechulam nosan ish chalifos smolos. To every one of his brothers, the 11 brothers, he gave exchanges of clothes. Ulebinyamin nosa sholosh meos. To his brother Binyamin, he gave 300 kes of silver coins. V'chamisha chalifos smolos. And 5 changes of clothes. Oh. He wants to start up the same jealousy again? Oh, the Einu Chazal. And Chazal want to inform us. Om Rabin Yom and Bar Yefes. Says Rayom Bar Yefes. Remez Romez Lom. He gave Binyamin a little hint about Jewish history. Yosef is a Navi. You know that? You know that in the whole family of Yaakov is only two Nevi'im, the father and Yosef? You know that when you mentioned the 48 Nevi'im, Yosef is not mentioned? You know that there were millions in the Nevi'im, but only 48 are mentioned? It says there were twice as many people that came out of Mitzrayim. That's how many in the Nevi'im we are. 600,000 men between 20 and 60. Twice that is 1.2 million. There was a minimum of 1.2 million in the Nevi'im. How come only 48 are mentioned by Chazal? And 7 Nevi'os? Because only those Nevi'im, Yeshayah and Cheskel and all that, and the others of Moshe Rabbeinu were mentioned. These who were Mitznabel to the future. But those who are just local nevuah for what's going to happen now in the next 22 years, that's not mentioned as an official navi of Jewish history. He was a navi for the time. The Sarah Mashkim, he gave him a dream what's going to happen, and the Sarah Ofim, and he had a dream about himself. He had to wait 20 years, 2 years till it came true, at the sun and the moon, the father and the mother are going to bow down to him, and the brothers. Very good, that's local. And Pharaoh's dream, what's going to happen next 7 years, next 14 years. Very good, but that's not for the future. That's why Yosef is not mentioned amongst the 48 Nevi'im. However, he was a Navi, and he knew it's going to be in the recent future. So therefore, he gave to Binyamin 300 silver coins and 5 changes of garments. He gave him a hint. Somebody's going to come out of Binyamin. Where he's going to wear five types of garments. He gave him five changes right here. So he says hundreds of years from now, no, 1,000 years from now, there's going to be a man that's going to come out from you. Shinema, it says in Esther, he went before the Melech, the Levush Malchus, and Levush Malchus, it doesn't say Big Day Malchus, but Levush is very fancy clothes, like the word English, lavish. Levush Malchus, the Cheles is one, that's a blue garment, but the Chur, and some kind of white garment, the Terezov Gedola, and a big, large gold crown, three, the Tachrich, boots, something made out of linen, Vargam and the purple. But from what we learned is, Pashto, simple reading of the puzzling, a cause of he, shetachrich, who, baggage, shetachrich, some kind of a purple robe, baggage, shemis atfim bo, that you wrap yourself with it. Vahu, anasa mishnei minim, is made from two things, boots, linen, vagomen, and wool, blue wool, linen wool, shatnes. Ulam afiza, yotza hacheshmon, so the cheshmon, yehod shahoy yelov, ushrak, da'al begotten. It looks like it only four begotten and not five. Why? Because it says like this: Malt Chelif, Vachur, Vater Zov Gedolo, Vetachwitz Butz, Vagomen, or Tachwitz and Butz and Agomen, or maybe it's together Tachwitz Butz. Yesh Lomu Shehechrek Hagemara Hu Shim Hoyo Hatachrik Beged Echad. If the Tachrik was one beged, Nimsu Shelomash Mordechai Asadik Shatnez. He wore shatnez because Tachrik Butz. Tachrik is one thing, and Butz is linen, which means Tachrik is made out of two minim. Butz Vagomen. Butz Vagomen. If Tachrik, you mean after Tachrik, you put a colon. Butz Vagomen. The Tach was made out of Butz Vagomen. Agomen is purple wool and Butz is linen. No, it's that Shachris. That Shatnez. So it comes out Moshe's way. He was wearing, Mordechai was wearing shatnez. Shai Butz, Metagamino, Kituna, it's linen. Vagomen is wool, purple wool. Imra means wool. Tchelis Imra, because it says that. Mizek Kayim Lei, the Rabbi Yinyan, and now we can understand. Mizek Kiyam Lei, the Rabbi Yinyan, Bayefesh, Shishnei, Begodim, Nifrodim, Hoyu. They were two different Begodim. They can be on each other. That's a chumrah not to wear them next to each other. But there's not wound them and sewn and combed together. So it was a composite beged. It was called Tachwitz Butz, as one thing. And I got with something else. Tachwitz Echot Shel Butz, Tachwitz Echot Shel Agomen. Mine, Shom, Hacheshmon, Shelovash, Hamisha, Begodim. We're five and not six. Now, let's take a look at this first. He doesn't mention this either, the Mayan. Look at this. Why, it says in the Gemara, why would he stir up the old jealousy? His father gave him a special garment, and then they caused the hatred of the brothers. Now here you start again, the same thing after many years. You give one of the brothers five changes of garments, and another only get one. Why would you start this up? Well, Gemara asked that question. You want to go back to the old family feud? Answer is like this. You see the word chalifos? And for the brothers, it's spelled with the vav. The mind doesn't change, say this. The vav with the vav. But by Binyamin, it says chalifos without a vav. Oh, so it means that he gave the brothers two, or maybe one, exchange of very, very, very lavish begotten. But he gave Binyamin five cheaper ones because it's chos, they're missing a vav. Five cheap garments that came out exact same value as the one expensive one. And number two, why does he give him 300? Because that's the mind also doesn't say this, because 300 like this. When you sell an Eved to a guy, you're not allowed to. It's this style. They have to find you 30. When you sell an Eved, the price of an Eved is $30. Understand? That doesn't mean its value. It means the total value is 30. And 10 brothers did it at $300. They owe Yosef $300. Instead of giving Yosef $300, they give him nothing. But he gives one son $300. That means they didn't get anything. It means they owe him. They didn't get. That means they owe him. But he got it. And Binyamin was not at the sale. Therefore, he was not involved in selling. Therefore, they really are chayiv to pay Yosef back 30. The price of selling an Eved is 30. And 10 of them were involved in it, 300. So instead of paying Yosef, they didn't pay him, which means he paid Binyamin. He didn't pay them, which means they lost out because they owe 300. And it says also when you have a shor that a person is supposed to watch, a muad, an animal that's mad, not a tom, a tame animal, but a mad animal that gored three people in 3 days. So they had told the Bible, but you better lock him up. So if he didn't lock him up, the animal got loose and gored somebody. They have to stone the only time an animal's stoned is called shor haniskal. The shor that's stoned, because they really want to stone the owner, but they can't. He didn't kill anybody. So they stone to death the shor. And if that shor is gores an eved, you got to pay 30 shekels. Or if you sell an eved to a guy, eved ivri to a guy, you pay 30. So 10 boys did it, so 10 times 30 is 300. All right. Let's go further. And to his father, Yosef sent like this, Asorgum Hamorim, 10 camels, female camels, 10 male camels. They were carrying the best of stuff of Mitzrayim. And he said, Yosef sent like this, Asoro Hamorim, and there's no sin to Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk, 10 female camels, donkeys, and 10 male. And there were like 20 camels, donkeys, of all the grains and the wine and the best food. Omer Chazal, my mituv Mitzrayim, what does it mean, the best of Egypt? Omer Rabbi Yomer Bayefes, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Sholach Lo Yayin Yoshan, old wine. Shadas Kenim Nochim, and old people like that. Didn't say to drink, it said to look at. Because old people know that the only two things in this world that gets better with age, that's people and wine. So he wants to tell them that we honor old people here in Mitzrayim. That's why Yaakov Avinu Hayichas Hashem Masubo Yain. He's a drunkard. He gives him probably bottles and bottles, wagons full of this stuff. Huh. I mean, Yaakov is a drunk. Well, why do you have to have more than one little sample? Why do you have so much wine? And besides, Yaakov's going to drink Stam Yeno, Yain Nesach. Well, he wouldn't touch the stuff. He's a drunkard. 10 donkeys worth of wine, really? Oh, Kashim, we have another Kashim. Shahari Hatzadikim, Mematim, Tanugayim, Bolmazeh. All Tzadikim minimize to a minimum all the pleasures in this world. Why did he send them something that old men like? Old Amaratzim. Now, that's what they, old people don't have any seichel. They left it. What do they do? Most people, they drink, you know? So why would you send a person as if to say, yeah, you're not worth much, but you're old. Age is a good thing, you see. Old age is a good thing. Like a compensation prize to make him feel good, appease him. Well, old people, you're not worthless. You see, age is very good. Well, why do you do that? He's talking to the Godel Hador, to Yaakov Avinu. Shulchan Dover, Shadas, the Canaan of Amenu. Do you think his father was a spoiled person that needs pleasures? Physical pleasures, really? Yosef HaTzadik. You remember, Yosef is the ultimate quintessential tzadik. Moshe is the ultimate quintessential rabbi. That's why it's called Moshe Rabbeinu. David is the ideal first king. That's why David HaMelech, not Shaul. And Yosef is the quintessential tzadik. That's why it's called Yosef HaTzadik. So you think he doesn't understand? You think v'chi choshav shohoye mefunok, he's spoiled, and spoiled, v'nitzvach letanugim, he needs pleasure? Oh, yes, that's two questions. First of all, you think if Yaakov is a drunkard? Number two, you think he has to be compensated, that he needs pleasure, worldly pleasures? Oh, yes, l'ayin, but mashe nikko hayayin tuv mitzrayim. Why is the wine called the best thing of Egypt? Shemeshmo shezoh ha-dover ha-kito b'mitzrayim. That's the best thing that the country has? I don't think so. It says that the Nile River is called Pishon, because they grow the best pishtim there, the best linen in the world. So why do you say the yain is the best thing there? Hine yedua, it's known, shekayimu ha'ovas, it's called a Torah. We know that the ovas kept the whole Torah. Ad, until, to what point? Shlo nitnu afilo isur drabonon. Nitzno, they weren't even violating an isur drabonon. I mean, they knew what Moshe Rabbeinu would eventually tell the Klal Yisrael. They knew it from Adam Rishon, from Noach, from Sheis, from Noach, and then Malki Tzedek, and Shem Ve'ever. They knew everything. It wasn't yet obligatory, but they knew what's going to be. Even the Rabbanon, it says that Avraham Avinu even kept the Erev Tavshilin, which is the Rabbanon. Shlo Nitno, they kept the Torah before it was given. I feel Yisrael the Rabbanon. Even mitzvahs are abundant, like Erev Tavshilin. I'll come there for you. Yesh Lizboni, you have to think about this a minute. Lama Shalach Vayayin, why do you send them wine? Hello, Yimon Mishitoso. You know he won't drink it. I'll call upon him Mishum Stam Yenum. Yeah, I mean, that's not there. He wouldn't even look at it. Yeah, look at it maybe, but he wouldn't drink the stuff. Muchach, so therefore we have to say, said, I mean, Muse Mitzrayim, in the culture of Egypt, old culture of Egypt, Hayishonim, the Nischu Yahim Lavodazor Shalahem. They never poured out wine to their Avodazor, so there's no Isser of Yahin Nesach. Other nations did that, but not Egyptians. That's the best thing of Mitzrayim. They didn't pour out wine. They didn't destroy or vaze the koich of wine to Avodah Zorah. They did not ever use wine for Avodah Zorah. There was no Isser of that wine. Because if your children may intermarry, that's why we don't get social with Goyim, because the children may intermarry, and therefore you never come together to drink with them. They were permissible. There was no Torah yet. They could marry the Gentile women if they were convert them to Beshev Mitzvah. That means Das, the Canaan. The elders understand this. Meloshin Zoken V'Yoshev Yeshiva, a Torah scholar, Noche Hemenu. That they enjoy that. What does it mean? Klomar Shezikne Hashar, the elders of the town, Nochem Medover Hamenuko Meshemetz Iser. They enjoy the fact that no one does Avodah Zorah with wine. Behaving Yosef, and Yosef understood Sheochev Etzovim, that his brothers are sad, depressed. Hey Maod Al Mechiros, because they sold him. Lakach Omalam, he said to him, Vato, you, and now, Al Ta'atzu, don't aggravate yourself. Don't be an atzvus. Don't be depressed or aggravate yourself. Al Kain, therefore, Kedei Lakayim, Al Kain, Kedei Lakayim, Lord of Dimakayim, what says in Tehillim, Yayin Samach Levav Enosh, wine gladdens the heart of a person. Sholach Yaakov Asor Rechamorim, he sent 10 donkeys of love of wine. A donkey load for each brother, 10 donkeys. The Yaman didn't need it. He was not at the Mechira. Therefore, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, Sholach Yaakov Asor Rechamorim, for the brothers to drink along the way, because there were 10 involved, each 10 loads of donkeys. You know, every donkey carries more than one bottle of wine. Can you imagine 10 donkey loads for the 10 brothers, because they were in Atzvus on the selling of the brother. You know what they did? They were Mavaza Navi. They know for that is Misa. You Mavaza Navi? You sell them like a garbage, like a hunk of nothing, like nothing. They know what's happening, going to happen. So they were so depressed. Sholach the Yaakov Asor Chamorim Mishit L'chol Nebanov V'Anshei Beis, so when they get back, the Hafiv Mehem Tzar, to remove the Tzar from them, Ho'atzvus of depression, Yenyin Shenemar Tenu Sochar Lo'iv Oved V'yayin L'gemori Nefesh, give Sechar to the Oved, to the employee, V'yayin and wine L'mori Nefesh, to a sad person. So the Mayan says that the 10 donkeys is not for Yaakov. It was for each one of the brothers. Now, by the way, and the Mayan doesn't say this, but he says, L'ovim shalach kizos. He never sent any donkeys, even though the Torah says 20 donkeys, 10 male and 10 female. No, he said kizos. The load of 20 donkeys, says the Chachamim, tell us, he said covered wagons, pulled with horses, official Egyptian wagons, not donkeys. The load of 20 donkeys, that's the weight of 20 put into a wagon. Because it says that Yaakov saw the Agolos, the wagon, he never saw any donkeys. It was the load of 20 donkeys, that's all. So whatever tons it was, or pounds, or thousands of pounds, that was what the wagon carried. Because it says when Yaakov saw a wagon, he never saw donkeys. All right, anyhow, let's go further. They came back to Yaakov, they told him, Lamor, oh, Yosef Chai, Yosef is still living. But Yofag Libo, he doubted them. He was suspicious. Kilo Hemilam, he didn't believe them 100%. When you believe somebody 95%, means you don't believe him 100%. Vidabre Lov has called Divrei HaYosef, and they spoke to him all the words of Yosef. Asher Divrei Aleihem, that Yosef told them to say verbatim to the father. Vyaris HaGolos, he saw the wagons, by the way. Asher Sholach Yosef, that Yosef sent. The say so to carry him, but the chi ruach Yaakov lavim, and the spirit of Yaakov rejuvenated. He got ruach hakodesh back, and the vua that he didn't have for 22 years. Hine betechila lohem and lohem. He didn't believe in them in the beginning. Yos shomru rak. They had only said, "Oh, Yosef chai, he's still living." Ve'alimu mimenu, but they didn't tell him the rest. Inyan hamechira. They never said we sold him. What about that? Yes, Yosef is living. And what about how he got there? Oh, he didn't, because they didn't tell him the whole truth. Betchila lohem in lohem shayos, because shomru rak o Yosef chai. What's the rest of the story? Valimo mimeno inyan amachiro. Why don't you go admit the whole thing? Alkein o lo naaker hadover sheker al shel haker no hakasonis bandrecha. They didn't uproot the sheker that they told him 22 years ago. Do you recognize the robe of your son? What about that lie you told? Torah, Torah, Yosef, he said. Yosef is destroyed forever. He thought for 22 years. Mishomar, okay, kemamar Rabbi Shimon, looking for the office of Rabbi Nosson. So Perek Lamed. Kach onishal badoi. This is the punishment of a liar, a shakron. Shafil dover emes, if he speaks the truth, ain't shomelo. You don't listen to him. Like we say in English, once a liar, always a liar. Shekain matzina bebonim shal Yaakov shekizvu. They deceived Avim, the father. Betchila and Hamilham, he believed them in the beginning. Shinama v'yichos haksonis Yosef v'yishchatu, and they took this haksonis Yosef v'yishchatu z'irizim. They killed a goat that has the blood that human, similar to human blood, and they dipped it in it. And it says v'yakiru, and Yosef said, Yaakov said, yeah, it's true. It's his thing. That's his garment. Yomer haksonis b'ni, yes, it's the haksonis of my son. Torah of Yosef. Yosef is destroyed. He believed them now. And now he should believe him again. The first thing was a lie, you believed him. Now they tell the truth, you should believe him. How do you know? Avo Bachron, Avo Pisha Dibra Emes, the fun of Lo Hemin, I didn't believe him at all. Shinemar, Vayigido Lo Lamor, O Yosef Chai, Vayofik Libo. His heart had a begima in it, which means it was a fault. There's something that didn't make sense 100%. Like Pog Tamo, like when something is diluted, not pure, or Pegima. There's a fault in this, what they're saying. How could I believe you now, when 22 years ago you told me that he's dead and now he's alive? Yofag libo, kilo hemin, I didn't believe him 100%. Still did not believe him 100%. But Ozevino, then they understood. Shifte called it, what do sadikim there. Shebekiso epesheim, by covering up their sin, lo yatslichu, they will never, ever be successful. For Eitza Yechido, the only Eitza is, the name who, the saper lo, you have to tell them the whole story from beginning to end. Kol inyan hamechiro, or levakish salicha mechiro, to ask for Slicha and Mechila. Oz v'idabre levis kol divrei Yosef. Not just what Yosef told him to say. Told him I'm living. Tell him what you did to me. She'omar ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem osi Mitzrayim. Say that. You just came home and you said, oh, Yosef chai. What about the rest that Yosef said? Ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem osi Mitzrayim. Why don't you spill the beans? Tell him everything. All the time, and then he believes them when you admit the truth. You know what it says on the Tzavo'o of the Mechaber of the Mayim Beis HaSheva? Mechase Peshov lo yatsliach, modav ozev yirucham, from Mishlei. Mechase Peshov, you cover up your sins, you will never be successful. Mechase Peshov lo yatsliach, modav ozev, you admit it, you admit it and say it, and abandon it, don't live that kind of lifestyle, you'll be successful. V'chashe v'sov lo yasnich, v'chashe mode v'ozev, Yerucham, God has mercy on you. Which means you have to spill the beans. Tell them everything. V'zeh yifarnish ma'ashom chazal. Yaris ha'golos, he saw the wagons, ashir sholch Yosef, omer lehem. Yosef said to his brothers, im yamin lechem ha'remutav, he believes you good, but if not, how are you going to convince him? Maybe you lied to him 22 years ago, I'm dead now, I'm alive. Why should he believe you? If he believes you good, im lab, you know what? How you convince him? Os emlav atem omrim lo. You tell him mishal shepirashi memcho. When I left you, you and me were learning something that no other human being knew except you and me. But we learned egla rufo. Oh, egel egla rufo. Hayisa osek. We were learning that. And doesn't say v'yaris hagolos. And then v'tchi ruach Yaakov. Then he believed them because only Yaakov and Yosef knew that they were learning Egla Rufa. And Pharaoh sent wagons pulled by horses. And along the way, Yosef told them to pull off the horses and put on agolos. Big wagons pulled by little calves. Does that make any sense? Oh, to Yaakov it makes a lot of sense. Only Yaakov and Yosef knew the code language Yosef was sending to him. That the agolos, the wagons, were pulled by eglos because they were learning Egla Rufa in Yonim. Then v'tchi ruach Yaakov. Now Yaakov knew the brothers were not lying. She Yosef Omer Lehem, she Yisapru al Yaakov Kol, Talshus Hadvorim, she Vakshu Chanino. They want to have repentance. You got to spill the beans. Tell your father what you did. Al Zeh, Sholach Remes Yosef, Le Yaakov, he sent to Remes, Egla Aruf, Shaz Kainim Omrim. Doesn't say in Egla Arufom, Yodeno Lushovkus Adom Hazeh. You guys never spilled any blood. You did sell me, though, but you didn't spill my blood, and I don't hold you guilty. Like the kingdom of the next closest city tells the Sanhedrin, Yodeno Lushovkos Adomazem. The Chain, therefore, Kapar Lamcha Yisrael, please, Yaakov, forgive them. It says in the Pasha Degla Rufa, Vene Kapar Lehem Adom, the blood, will guilt will be forgiven for you. Kamo Kain Babonov, Shemizvadim Al Ha'ovan, Shemiyodom. Like when the sons are atoned for the sins that they did, v'shavim b'leiv sholem, and you can do complete tshuva with the whole heart, alek sones, because of the garment that Yaakov made, you ripped it up and you dipped it in blood. Hakasones hatavula b'dam, that's you fooled your father for 22 years. Kapar amcha yisrael, like it says negarufa, atoned for amcha yisrael. This is the klal yisrael made out of these 10 people. Man, Binyamin wasn't there. Yosef is here. So 10 people. The kapar lehem adam was nisfayis Yaakov. Then Yaakov was appeased. Atchi ruach Yaakov avim. Then he got ruach hakodesh back in the vua. Rabbi Zai, have a good Shabbos.